Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Paul Rauschenbusch. My guest is Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III. His new book is titled Dancing in the Darkness, Spiritual Lessons for Thriving in Turbulent Times. Can you talk a little bit about your father and your mother and what they provided for you as far as creating a framework for you to be able to do the work you do? And as we think about Dr. King, what can we take from that crew that was not, you know, it wasn't just King.
That's right.
A whole movement of people around King, you know, circle. And talk about your parents a little bit.
Much of the book is haunted by the spirituality of my mother and father. My mother and father met during the freedom movement, the civil rights movement. My father began his work in civil rights when he was a student in the Atlanta University Center. He graduated from Morehouse, went to the Morehouse School of Religion, and became an architect and leader in what was called the student sit-in movement, or more formally known as the Movement for Human Rights in Atlanta is what I believe was the formal name of it, that desegregated Atlanta and expanded the Black electorate in Atlanta, which eventually would lead to the election of the first Black mayor in Atlanta by the name of Maynard Jackson, who was a classmate of my father. That legacy would lead to the Georgia voter project led by Stacey Abrams and would eventually elect a classmate of mine, Senator Raphael Warnock, to the Senate. And so he was a part of that student sit-in movement. And then he joined Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And there he met my mother, who was the office manager of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. She managed the office. My father was a lieutenant, eventually was part of the board. And both of them shared and have embodied on so many ways, this idea of deep commitment to human flourishing, to love and to justice in every aspect. In 1966, as they were planning the Poor People's Campaign at an SCLC retreat in Miami at the Eden Rock Hotel, 1966, there was a surprise engagement party thrown by Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King for my parents, and the entire brain trust of the SCLC is there. I've got this picture, like sitting right over here, of them at their engagement party. So this is a part of who I am, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
This is a part of, I deeply believe this. This is what's been shared as in my family, a part of our family story, and this deep commitment. And I truly believe that the most difficult value for human beings to wrestle with is love. Mm. But the most rewarding is love. The most transformative is love. Mm. And the depth of love, when it is truly connected and not disconnected from its cousin, from its spouse, justice, something transformative happens. Mm. And every moment that has been unique in human history has not been pushed forth by those who have power to send forth soldiers, but has been from the power of those who've lived out these ideals.
Mm. We need to take another break, but we'll continue the conversation with Otis Moss in just a minute. And later, Rabbi Sharon Brous. If you miss any part of today's program, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You'll find links to the topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows, all on stateofbelief.com. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, made for such a time as this.